I heard a sermon how that it's not about just saying a prayer, that you have to actually
have a time where you repented of your sin and accepted Christ. And I couldn't remember. I remember saying a prayer when I was four, but I had never thought about it prior to that till I heard that. And I remember like internalizing that and being like, I couldn't remember like actually having had a time that I repented. And the week that I heard that sermon, actually the day that I heard it, it wouldn't go away. It kept bothering me. The feeling like that I possibly could not be saved. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, I'm probably not. And I remember I was about to take a shower, and it was like really bugging me. I felt sick to my stomach. And I went to bed because I thought that I would just sleep it off. And the next day, it still was really bothering me. And it was like I couldn't do anything but just, I went to my mom and I'm like, I need to be saved. And she told me she knew already and that she had been praying for me. And so, like, that was when I was 15. We prayed together, and at that moment is actually when I accepted Christ. And now that I look back on it and now that I've studied the scriptures, I know that that was the Spirit drawing me, that sick feeling. And I can see how God has worked in my life. I've accomplished a lot, and things that I never thought that I would have accomplished, because I never thought that I was like really smart and stuff. But then I realized that it's not really what I think of myself. Amen. It's about what Christ can do through me.
Amen.
And knowing that, it's like I can accept, like, so what if I don't think that I'm smart enough, or I don't think that I'm this? It doesn't matter, because through Christ I'm complete, and that's all that matters. And I can see how he's put me in a position as a physician. I'll be a physician in 2 more years. I can see how he's put me in a position where I have to rely on him, because I just started rotations and they just kind of throw you in there. And every little thing, every day, every morning, I'm praying like, God, please help me have the right attitude. Please help me take criticism, because I know different physicians you're working with are not always going to be polite in how they say things. So, but that doesn't matter, because I'm like, I'm here because God wants me to be here, and he's the one that said that I could be here. So it doesn't matter what anybody says to me or how rude they are, because my confidence is in Christ.
Amen.
So I can see, looking back now, it was like, these are things that I wanted to do career-wise, but I was scared that I couldn't do them. But I know now that God gave me that desire, because of the position that I'm in now. I'm in a position that he knows that I have to rely on him. I can't rely on myself. And that's a blessing. So that's my testimony.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.